Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day today, as always. Dave Meltzer is going to be joining us in the second segment of the show, talking about all of these stories in the newest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, available right now for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. As far as news today, the Alberto Del Rio story is something we've got to talk about. His stabbing. I'm going to read some stuff here from luchablog.com after the first break here. But suffice to say, it appears that Alberto Del Rio really did get stabbed. Now, when this first happened, there were people skeptical of that aspect of the story. But Alberto has now produced photographs. He was definitely stabbed. But the question is, what happened? There seem to be several versions of this story. We talked about this last night on Wrestling Observer Radio, but I'm going to read some of this after the break. It is a very, very intriguing story. And Alberto Del Rio is scheduled to be wrestling over the next couple of days in the UK after being stabbed on Sunday. So we're going to talk about that on the show here today. We've also got a lot of information about TNA and the cancellation of their television tapings. This has nothing to do with budgetary reasons or anything. Hurricane Matthew is essentially shutting down TNA tapings today and tomorrow, and they're hoping to return on Saturday, so we can talk about that. If you want to talk about any of the television over the last couple of days, you're welcome to do so. We didn't really talk a lot about SmackDown yesterday, but we can here on the program today. There was also, of course, NXT last night, Lucha Underground, and TNA will be airing tonight on Pop TV. So a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're going to kick it off after the break. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I designed them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Going to talk some news in this first segment, then Dave is going to join us, and then we'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages in the final segment. First off, very quickly, Goldberg was on ESPN last night and announced nothing. Says they've been talking, and he thinks he could do this, but he would need some time. And he flat out said, give me until the end of the year, which is not Survivor Series, but everybody keeps saying the match is a done deal for Survivor Series, so right now, I guess we just wait and find out what happens. But they sure built that up big to deliver nothing. Now, I got to read this here. LuchaBlog.com, the Cubs fan. He says, the Alberto Del Rio story remains strange, that's for sure. Yesterday in Record, Leo Riano explained what happened with Alberto to his readers. In this version, because there are several, Alberto and Paige are leaving a restaurant when a homeless guy attacked him with a knife and stabbed him twice. Alberto was able to stop the attacker, even while being stabbed, but Paige got hit in the fight, but not stabbed. Alberto checked on her, and the attacker got away. Alberto and Paige with the police officer and got medical attention until 11 p.m. Alberto couldn't make his 6 p.m. flight to Monterey. There's two differences which jump out from the MLW podcast version. For one, Paige was not mentioned on that version. There is an explanation there on the podcast last night with myself and Dave. Dave mentioned he was originally told Paige was there, and Court Bauer excluded her from his story for whatever reason, maybe some privacy, some reason other details could be left out. The other difference is MLW's version had Alberto's car being hit by another car with the driver attacking Alberto, and this version has Alberto walking to his car and being attacked by a homeless person. That one is hard to reconcile. Isn't it weird, by the way, that Jamie Noble was stabbed a week ago, and a week later, we have two stabbings of wrestlers in the course of a year? It's crazy.
Taking it back to like 1975 here.
And as I mentioned in the opening segment, he was stabbed, so something really did happen here. And then talk here about Meltzer noting the San Antonio police seem to not know anything about the story. Ryan Satin mentioned he was told there was no stabbing this weekend. PW Insider was also told they were told there was one stabbing this weekend, but it was not Alberto. And local San Antonio news says they asked police and were told they couldn't find anything without an address. So what this is indicating is that Alberto Del Rio was stabbed but did not report it to the police, which is even weirder. And then Super Lucha's had a story about the five different versions of the story. And Alberto is scheduled to wrestle today in the UK. And I guess we'll find out more, maybe? This is bizarre.
Well, I guess if your friend stabs you, if you had a friend that would stab you, would you report it to the police?
Are you talking about Paige?
I don't know.
I can tell you that.
Are you saying Paige?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm saying it's not Paige. Okay, I can pretty much tell you it's not Paige. I mean,
oh, yeah?
I don't know, but I have not heard one person. And listen, there's a lot of people talking about...
It's not Paige, but it's definitely the homeless, invisible driver, possibly, maybe. They could have gotten into a car crash with him, but most definitely has got some wicked ninja skills.
Now, here's what I'll say, okay? There's a lot of people talking about this. Trust me. But I've heard a million wacky theories and stories, but not one of them is that Paige stabbed Del Rio.
You ever been stabbed?
Actually, I did once have a girlfriend try to stab me.
Or you ever have a deep puncture wound of any kind?
Let me think about this.
I mean, I don't know if you have. I don't hope on anybody that they have out there. But if you have had one, you know how wicked painful the thing is and how sore it gets. And I am surprised. I mean, honestly, because Alberto had pictures, including a head stab wound, as well as the arm ones. Some of them looked... they looked quite painful, and him getting on a flight and going over and working in Newcastle this weekend in England, it's not going to feel good, I know that, if he's on his way there, which apparently he is. I don't know if we've gotten any confirmation as of this time if he's over there or not, or if he's leaving tonight, or what exactly it is, but... Yeah, I guess that'll be the next thing. We'll probably know more coming out of this weekend with this Walt Culture show that'll be taking place.
Man, oh man, that's the story, everybody. I guess, yeah, we'll find out some... I'm sure... I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know what's going on.
Want to work with Psycho Clown.
I do not know what's going on. No, he got stabbed. And actually, let's be, Jamie Noble got stabbed. Like, they jammed a knife into his back, and it went into his spine.
Killed him, yeah.
It appears that Alberto Del Rio was slashed.
Yeah, yes. Seemed to have blocking wounds and everything, which unfortunately for Jamie Noble never got that chance. And hopefully, I don't know where they are with progress on looking for whoever it was that did, the three guys that did end up stabbing Jamie Noble. But thank God he's not paralyzed. Thank God he's not dead. Thank God nobody's dead who got stabbed. But yeah, it keeps being pointed out, the timing of that story, from more than one person. So... just a really, this is an oddball situation.
Yeah, but you
obviously.
Know what? You got to think about this too. So, if you were going to make up a story, I mean, with Jamie Noble being stabbed last week, you're not going to make up a story about being stabbed. And my point anyway is,
oh yeah,
this is
a wrestler.
Hold on, he was attacked with a knife. I mean, he was. We have photographs. So it is crazy that in the course of a week, two professional wrestlers got attacked with knives. That's madness.
It absolutely is. You're exactly
I'm staying away
right.
from the butcher.
You'd be safer with Abdullah the butcher, because at least he'd stab you with a fork. But it's...
I think we could argue whether it'd be worse to be stabbed with a knife or a fork. Slashed. I don't know.
God, I don't know.
What does this show come to?
God, apparently stabbing folks, but... The thing with the difference between Del Rio and Noble is, like, you know, Noble's in the hospital, obviously, but the police actually got involved, whereas the police in San Antonio seemed to have absolutely no idea that this existed. And again, that's where it also the story starts going, you know, vertical and horizontal as well.
It's nuts. I mean, maybe the guy got stabbed by a homeless person and they went to the hospital and then, I don't know, they were busy. They figured they're not going to find this homeless guy. Let's just get out of here. I don't know. Hey, listen to this. PW Insider, an official announcement will be made shortly, but PW Insider has confirmed TNA made the decision to cancel today's scheduled Impact Wrestling taping due to the weather conditions created by Hurricane Matthew, which is a disaster. Hitting Florida. TNA is already scheduled to take tomorrow off. Company's current plan, if you're in the area, they will be taping Saturday at 6, and there will be two additional tapings Sunday at 1 and at 6 p.m. So that's the update on TNA.
What a mess. And this, I mean, oh my God. Even with those tapings going off on schedule, I don't know who they're going to be taping in front of, because even if the park is open, the way this thing is supposed to double back, I'd be shocked if on anybody's mind, I'll be shocked if they actually even open up the park too. I guess we'll have to see what happens, but I mean, what a bad time for TNA, although if you needed to have a built-in excuse to cancel the tapings altogether, I don't know what you do if you have to run some best-of shows or you just have to cram and try to tape some shows once the park opens back up. But you got a rough crowd that you're going to try to drag in there to watch wrestling at a really bad time.
And we also have this from WrestlingObserver.com, another cancellation. UFC announced they're canceling a Fight Night event scheduled for next week in Manila, Saturday, October 15, scheduled to be headlined by BJ Penn versus Ricardo Lamas. Penn had to pull out of the fight due to a rib injury with no replacement on short notice and a lack of notable fighters on the show. Less notable than the show we had last weekend? They've canceled it. Claim it will be rescheduled. Can you imagine canceling a show in Manila a week in advance? Back in a moment with Dave. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer is joining us here. And I guess Dave just got done watching Alberto's match over there in the UK. How'd it go?
I was actually working. I had it on. So I was actually doing another interview. But the he wrestled with the shirt on. He had tape on his arm from where he got stabbed. But, I mean, he worked. He took bumps. You know, I mean, he, you know, they didn't sell that he was just stabbed or anything like that, and he was not, you know, they weren't playing it up or anything. He arrived last night. He actually arrived right as we were doing our show last night, because when we were in the middle of our show last night, I got a text, and it was, but I didn't look at the text until after we were done, and it was like Alberto just arrived. So anyway, that was the deal, and yeah, he worked today.
How about that? Imagine working less than a week after being slashed with a knife.
Ooh.
Slashed in several places.
Nuts. Well, I guess we'll follow up on this story. I guess he's got some other dates as well, so we will see what happens.
He's doing all the rest of his dates.
Man, that's hardcore. Got a couple of UFC notes I want to run by you. They made the match. Sage Northcutt and Mickey Gall.
Wow.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Is the hair on the line?
I don't know if it's put in the contract or not. I know that Mickey Gall challenged him for his hair, but I don't think that Sage accepted.
Oh, man. Very disappointing. You would think with a new ownership, an entertainment group, they'd want to add a little stipulation.
Yeah, but they don't have a hair versus hair background. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You know, if they actually did that and played it up, it would actually be a huge draw.
Oh, yeah, of course it would.
You know, and then especially if they did it like where they would cut the hair in the ring or in the cage, it would be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, it also would be, and it would get mainstream attention, too. I mean, like, the idea of, like, Sage or either one, like, actually getting their head shaved, like, in the middle, it would be everywhere. It'd be, like, a huge talking point, you know, as far as, like, SportsCenter and things like that.
But, you know, again,
there's that circus aspect of it or too much pro wrestling aspect to it, which would shy some people away from it. But it actually would be a hell of a promotion.
Hey, pro wrestling is just old school, two dudes fighting and putting something on the line.
Yeah.
You know, what they would have to do, however, is they would have to put in the contract that not only do you get shaved, but you have to continue shaving your head until your next fight.
Well, that you couldn't do.
Because otherwise it grows back and it kills the stip.
Like a Japanese thing about being shamed or something like that, and you can't get it back until you get a win again?
Like Kurt Angle, where he got his head shaved, but it never grew back in storyline.
It was having trouble growing back in real life, wasn't it?
In years ago, I think it was in ICW, which was the Popo promotion, they did a gimmick similar to that in the sense that, you know, the guy, I forgot what the whole deal is, but he couldn't, you know, regrow his hair until he would win, and then like he would have these squash matches and somebody would keep like interfering and like attacking the other guy so he would get disqualified, so you know, this is his rival, so they would like keep him from being able to grow his hair back for a longer period of time. It was actually like it was a completely wacky angle.
God, this is they should have done this instead of Dolph putting his career on the line. It should have been a hair match with The Miz with that same stipulation.
Yeah, but would they, I don't know, would he would be willing to lose his hair? I mean,
it'd be Miz.
As big of a deal now as it was back then. You know, like even in Mexico, it's like, you know, so many guys shave their heads. So whereas before, a guy with a shaved head was like looked on, you know, you have to be like a Von Brauner or something, or, you know, or you're a Russian or a German, right?
Also we got to talk about this UFC cancellation. Manila's canceled next week. You get a weekend off, Dave, from UFC.
We got 3 weekends off. There's no shows after Saturday. There's no shows until November 5th, the Mexico show.
Oh, man.
Which, thank God,
up.
I was like, yeah. You know, I was almost celebratory when they don't have a show now. That's how bad it's gotten. But, they didn't have, the ticket sales weren't particularly good, and there were just all kinds of problems. You know, and they had no main event. I mean, the main event was going to be Marcin Tybura and Derek Lewis. So, they canceled the show. And then TNA canceled today as well because of the hurricane. So they're going to have to extend their tapings till Sunday.
Dave, this might be a ridiculous question this early into the game. Any concern with the Philippines and Duarte and just because this is an entertainment company and I don't know if they necessarily are about expanding markets and growing them as much as maximizing dollar potential. Is there, when it comes to unrest in these types of countries and things like that, is there ever any concern that you know of from these guys?
Yes. Well, there always is when you're going internationally, you know, in different things, because every place has different rules and things like that. But yeah, there's always weird things that you got to deal with.
Got to ask a question here. Your thoughts on this. So yesterday on the Filthy Tom show at WrestlingObserver.com, he noted that he got a whereabouts failure from UFC because he did not fill out his paperwork in time. Every year you got to fill out your paperwork where you're going to be, and he missed the deadline. And so they gave him a whereabouts failure.
So you get three of those, though, right?
Yep, three in a rolling calendar a year, and then you actually get a failure, and you could be out like 2 years.
Yeah.
So he gets that, and then today everybody wakes up to find out that Nate Diaz was vaping after his UFC 202 fight at the press conference, and they gave him a slap on the wrist, a public warning, because in their mind, he didn't know that you're not allowed to do that, and so he's okay. And Filthy's like, I didn't know I had to get this paperwork on time, and I got a whereabouts failure.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole thing was with Nate is that, you know, he was tested that night, and he didn't fail the test. If he failed the test, they'd have thrown the book at him, but he didn't, because he didn't fail. You know, it'd be too complicated where you go like, well, you were doing something, but you passed our test, so therefore, you know what I mean? They really couldn't suspend him because they didn't have the failure, even though, so that, yeah, that was the deal. But they did give him a warning and told him, you know, if you do it again, we will suspend you.
Well, let's think about this, okay? So Nate Diaz is apparently unaware that there's a 6-hour window as far as in competition. And so he vapes.
I guess. I mean, I don't, you know, it's really skeptical that.
Well, I'm just telling you his side of the story.
Exactly of what they have to do given their family history of failing tests like that, or his brother's history anyway, because he hasn't actually.
I know, but my point is, he claims he didn't know and he didn't fail, and so he's okay. But I realize Mirko Krokop admitted that he had been using growth hormone, but he didn't fail either, and they got him.
But he admitted it. Once you put it on the form that you did it, I mean, I think
yeah, but Nate was using
Nate
the deal.
Had that problem in California once where he ended up being disqualified from a fight because he admitted that he used it on a paper, you know, and they didn't test him for it. So then they wanted to test him, and that's when he started no-showing the tests. And then he was disqualified from a strike force bout.
Nuts. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he's right there vaping. I mean, isn't that the same as what Mirko Krokop did? I mean,
it's technically different.
Huh.
You know, plus, again, you know, when it comes to rules and what's banned and everything, I mean, vaping and growth hormone are completely different categories. They really are. You know, I mean, growth hormone is absolutely a PED. And it is interesting because if you remember when Mirko Krokop, you know, admitted it, he also said his shoulder was destroyed, his career was over, he retired, and here he is. He just wrestled. He just fought, what was it, 2 weeks ago, or September 25th.
So what is the schedule for the rest of the year with Krokop and Silva and Japan and
Krokop
all of this?
Krokop and Silva fighting in Japan in the New Year's Eve weekend. They're not on the New Year's Eve show. I think they're doing three shows, and I think they're on the first of the three.
2016, and Mirko Krokop and Wanderlei Silva are fighting each other.
Hey, look, Dan Henderson's challenging for the world title Saturday night.
Yeah, but at least he's still an active fighter. I don't know. He is 46.
I mean, well, I guess Wanderlei hasn't fought in years.
No.
Mirko just fought, but yeah. I mean, but, you know, Vanderlei's been threatening to fight for forever. You know, and again, those guys will, you know, it's Japan. You know, I mean, they just had not Minoru, but Kazuyuki Fujita fight. He's 46 years old. They'd probably have Minoru Suzuki fight if he would fight.
Any update today on Jamie Noble and his stabbing?
Nothing new on Jamie Noble, no. He's trying to find the guy.
We're talking about this early in the show. The fact that two wrestlers were stabbed in a 7-day period is crazy.
I've never heard of anything like that. I mean, like, how long has it been since a wrestler was stabbed? You know, I mean...
So it's like the 70s, it feels like.
I couldn't think of anything. I mean, yeah, in the 70s, you know, the one that I remember on the show last night, the one I was thinking of was the Dillinger guys, and I think that's like 69 or 70.
Wow.
I am reading Jamie Noble's Facebook post here where he's asking for help, and he's put in a $200 reward.
Yeah. $500 if they actually convict the guy.
Yeah. Maybe he should raise that just slightly. I don't know.
That's hard out there.
Shouldn't WWE chip in here? What's going on?
Yes, actually, they should.
Yeah, they really should.
One of their producers just got stabbed.
Really, you just tell Vince how he can spend his money, but let's face it, $200 to Vince, you know what I mean?
I know.
I'd say the locker room could all pitch in for that.
The fact that he's spending it out of his own pocket is I don't know.
Yeah.
The fact that he was actually at a legitimate trailer park as well, too, after coming off of the story with Heath Slater, you know, getting the above-ground
pool
was a
surprise. Maybe that's why they're trying to
keep it secret. Hey.
It's because Jamie Noble lives in a West Virginia trailer park and he's stealing Heath's gimmick.
Hey, think about how many times that we heard that Jeff Hardy lived in a trailer when he was making probably millions of dollars from WWE.
That's true.
It's not what you make, it's what you save, Mike.
That's true, and you know what? It always leads to the opportunity of Jamie Noble coming back on TV with a nice big salary and getting yelled at by Stephanie for being poor.
That's right. Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show. WrestlingObserver.com, everybody. The brand new Observer is up right now. All of the biggest stories in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Back in a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know what would make me really happy? If you head to Lowe's for big savings on their Porter cable drills, so you can start building your 20-volt system. They have all the torque you need to finish that project you've been putting off. You do that for me, and I'll stop peeling my wallpaper when I get bored.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's, like up to 30% off Porter cable power tools. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervive, and in a moment, Dr. Keith Lipinski is going to be on the show. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com has their finger on the pulse of all things independent wrestling. The High Spots Wrestling Network features 3,000 hours of content and counting, live events, shoot interviews, original programming, so much more. Each week, the High Spots Network adds tons of brand new content, so there's always something new at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Available on your mobile, PC, Apple TV, and Roku, the High Spots Wrestling Network is best for business. Boy, do I love watching stuff on my phone now, since I have family over all the time with this baby. And there's no way I'm watching some of this stuff on the big screen. The New Day segment with the Old Day. Almost had a heart attack. But hey, you can watch all of it on your Roku, etc. High Spots Wrestling Network.
I usually don't even bother to be embarrassed by it because you know why? I will just go into another room and I will watch the streaming quality on AAW, which is for only $9.99.
Man, what a segue. Keith, what's going on? Keith is giggling over there. What's happening?
Sorry. I didn't know I didn't get the cue from the producer that I was on yet.
I'm the producer. The cue is, well, Keith, what's going on? What's happening?
Wow. Hi, guys.
What's happening?
Not too much, guys. Thank you for having me on your show. And Mike, thank you for the plug right there. Yes, you can actually watch on the High Spots Video Network old AAW shows. Our huge on-demand library is available right now from High Spots. And you can also purchase recent shows directly from the highspots.com website and also our good friends at smartmarkvideo.com if you want to get ready for the big, huge two-day tournament that we're doing this weekend in beautiful Marionette Park and Berwyn, Illinois, very close, of course, to the grand city of Chicago.
A two-day tournament?
Two-day non-tag team tournament, yes. 16 individuals, one tournament, one prize, one lack of novelty check because they're a lot more expensive than you would think, Chico.
You'll never get your question, Mike. We're going to both steamroll you.
That's okay. The only thing I really want is for Keith to kind of also to basically explain who Jim Lynham was, because it is the Jim Lynham Memorial Tournament. But unless you're from Chicago, you may not know his influence on the wrestling scene as well as the radio scene as well too. But on the wrestling scene there and why he was such a pivotal figure for AEW on this rise of the company coming up.
Well, let me tell you about my first interaction with Jim Lynham. Back in the day, we're talking about the 1990s, there was a store in Chicago called The Alley. And The Alley was in a very alternative section of Chicago. Like, The Alley sold $49 top coats. And The Alley would have these commercials on Chicago radio station with this guy yelling at the top of his lungs. And that guy was Jim Lynham. Jim Lynham was heavily involved in radio. He was involved with Mad Cow's Morning Madhouse. More importantly, Jim Lynham had a passion for pro wrestling. And about 12 years ago, him and Danny Daniels purchased AAW. And he was, for a while there, he was seen as a manager. At one point, he actually managed Tyler Black / Seth Rollins for the AAW championship. And all that stuff you can actually watch on the on-demand service right now through the High Spots Video Network. But Jim Lynham basically was the AAW owner. And Jim would basically come to the shows and come out before the crowd and would give a little speech beforehand. And he was always just, Jim was a very fun, nice guy to be around. And unfortunately, he passed unexpectedly last year, a few days before we were supposed to have our August event. And at that time, we were thinking, okay, well, we should do something to honor the memory of Jim. Because Jim was a big part of AAW. Jim was sort of a, if you could put a face on AAW, that face was Jim, you know. And Jim was always fun considering how much he loved to bust everyone's chops, and especially AAW promoter and key guy, Danny Daniels. So this was a tournament to celebrate Jim's life, and I'm really looking forward to it this weekend. So we have some special stuff hopefully planned for the opening night, a little video package that hopefully will be done in time for that, just so people can remember, because you know, Jim would be so proud and so happy of what AAW has become in 2016 and the growth that we've seen.
Has anyone ever been stabbed in an AAW event?
I want to say not under my tenure, but I mean, we're talking, the company has been around 12 years, and considering how hot wrestling stabbings are, I'm sure they'll be happening any minute now.
So I just figured if anybody knew some of the underground scoops from this business, Keith, it would be you. And that's all people have been talking about the last couple of days is Jamie Noble and Alberto being stabbed and how bizarre that is.
The Alberto story gets odder and odder every minute. Like, you know, like I'm curious to see where it goes from here, considering, yeah, it seems like it's going to be a thing. And it's not, I never really appreciated stabbings at wrestling. I blame Bruiser Brody's death for this. So, but now with the Noble story, it was just like incredibly bizarre. And Alberto, it's sort of like, you know, okay, what's going to happen next with the story?
Hey, you got Silas Young on there. He didn't have time. He's too much of a man to be messing with weapons. He fights like a man with his hands, Dick. Dang it.
He wouldn't be stabbing anyone. And Silas, of course, you know, was very good friends with Jim, and it was something where he wanted to be in this tournament to honor Jim's life, and he's going to be facing Matt Pitchett, a guy, one half of our tag team champions and the besties of the world, and a kid that really has had a banner year in 2016, but he's going to be facing, of course, the longest reigning AEW champion ever in Silas Young. So it's a very good first round matchup. A lot of solid stuff in this first round that's going to be taking place tomorrow night at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. Tickets, general admission, $20 at the door. There's going to be a decent amount of people at both Marionette Park on Friday and then Berwyn on Saturday, and hopefully no stabbing.
Now, tell us some of the first round competitors. Are there any matches that you would like to promote here, Keith?
Oh, I'd love to promote some matches, Brian. The first one I want to definitely promote is Drew Gulak versus Jeff Cobb in a first-time ever match. I'm really looking forward to that because I think the guys could potentially, you know, steal the entire show or tournament in, you know, in their match. Chris Hero.
Hey, let me stop you before you get to Chris Hero because I want to talk about Jeff Cobb. If you don't want spoilers, everybody, shut off this show for a moment, but Jeff Cobb is Matanza.
What?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh. I warned you to turn the show off, Keith. That's your own fault. So it's funny because Jeff Cobb was a guy that worked in California, and nobody had ever heard of him. And then he becomes Matanza. He's never appeared one time in any national promotion as Jeff Cobb, but like he's super over now as Jeff Cobb. It's just weird the way the business works now.
Well, you got to remember, though, he was working in California, and unless you're the Young Bucks, a long time ago, plane tickets from California to other vents, you know, other parts of America were incredibly expensive, where people wouldn't necessarily get booked out of California because of that. And I think things have changed, especially with the talent of a Jeff Cobb, where people see him on the Lucha Underground and like, you know, that guy looks pretty good. I'd like to book him, maybe without the mask, so we can see how handsome he is.
But he's like 1,000 times better when he's not a mummy or whatever he is.
I think he's good in both things that he does. You know, like I enjoy his semi-mummy status as well.
It kind of lurches around. He doesn't do a lot of lurching as Jeff Cobb.
No. Too busy throwing people around and suplexing them. You know?
I
have time to be lurching around like that sometimes. Well, leave the lurching around to people like me that are fantastic lurchers.
It's just funny when you look at the Lucha Underground is, man, it's dying in the ratings this season. Like the first run last week did 80,000 viewers. I mean, these numbers are really not good. And, I mean, even at its peak, we're looking at like a few hundred thousand people were watching it. But that show got over a guy who wore a costume on that show. It's just weird. The whole Jeff Cobb story is just really amazing to me, how over the guy is right now, based on being a costumed, lurching character on a show that not a lot of people watched. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, you look at Pentagon, the AEW heavyweight champion. I mean, that guy...
That's another one.
Over,
absolutely.
You know, like, you know, I wouldn't say that he lurches as much, but I mean, like, he's incredibly over and the fans absolutely love him. So, you know, Phoenix, another guy, like three guys that are basically going to be on a number of our shows for the rest of the year. Like, they've all been exceptional talent, and I'm thankful for Lucha Underground to really putting these guys out there in a position to be, you know, further discovered with the American wrestling independence fan.
So, Chris Hero.
Yes, Mr. 2016.
He's facing who?
He's facing Kongo Kong, a man that has not been defeated in action in AEW. A man that has a streak, if you will, Brian. So it should be a very, very fun match. Hero is, you know, had fantastic matches this year in AAW. He had a wonderful match with Trevor Lee at our April show, Epic, from the Logan Square Auditorium. He's just had a banner year. He's been so much fun to watch. He's coming off of a loss, though, on the last event where he got defeated by Phoenix. So I'm curious to see what happens with Chris Hero here, considering he's facing this monster of a man. Have you seen a picture of the beast known as Congo Kong, Brian Alvarez?
Oh, yeah. There's a Congo Kong and a Congo.
It's Wild Man Congo.
That's like two stabbings in a week. It's crazy.
Hopefully there's no stabbings. I really want to point. Fans, please do not bring knives to 115 Bourbon Street or the Berwyn Eagles Club this weekend. They will be confiscated.
That's right. So. You know that you mentioned Trevor Lee. Has Keith Lee ever worked any of these AAW shows?
He has not yet, but I definitely want to bring that big, wonderful man into AAW.
Pretty.
Possible.
He's a pretty man.
I like Keith Lee a whole lot. So,
hey, well, so what's the status right now with Kami Itachi appearing on the show? Is he still on, or what's the deal there?
Very, very good. I did have to mention that. Unfortunately, he will not be on the shows this weekend. He was injured over the weekend at the Ring of Honor taping.
Here it is, ankle, right?
What's up?
Ankle, right?
Yes, yeah, ankle. Yep. So I believe his ankle is in an air cast right now, and he can't compete for 10 days. So basically, he is out of the tournament. Therefore, we have added another mystery person that will be facing Prince Ali. And Prince Ali is basically returned to AAW this Friday night at 115 Bourbon Street. So even more mystery to go into this wonderful tournament where we have just, I love pro wrestling. I love tournaments. I love heavyweight championship defenses, and I love mystery. And there's going to be some decent mysteries this weekend at the AEW Pro Shows.
Now, is it really that expensive to create a giant check for a winner?
It really is, Brian. Like, you'd be surprised. Because a lot of places now, you can buy the giant check, but it's sort of like a wide erase board that they use. They use, like, for fundraising and such. It's different now. You know, it's a whole different world that we have.
Times change.
Yes, they definitely have. So,
times do change. Any other big matches for this weekend?
Oh, lots of big matches. We have a Mexican death match on Friday night with Sammy Callahan, the former champion, facing Pentagon Jr. So, the Mexican death match stipulations, falls count anywhere. It's AAW, so we don't do countouts. We don't do disqualifications. This one can get particularly nasty and gory, folks. There might actually be a stabbing in this match.
I hope
so. Yeah, hopefully not. But let's hope that there's no stabbing other than the normal hardcore shenanigans.
All right, stand by, Keith. We'll be back in a moment with more, and we'll wrap it up. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi, and Dr. Keith here talking about the AAW show this weekend. Keith, let's get our final plugs in here.
Shows, Brian, shows. Friday night, 115 Berwyn Street in Marionette Park. Saturday night, Berwyn Eagles Club, 16 men, one tournament victor, and of course, the winner gets to face the AEW Heavyweight Champion at the Windy City Classic on November 26th in Logan Square. So definitely two heavyweight title defenses and so much more and surprises. And definitely check out AAWrestling.com or AEW Pro on Twitter.
Marionette Park sounds like the scene of a horror film with puppets.
Well, it's Halloween time. No, it's a suburb on the far south side of Chicago.
Dude, there better not be a clown that shows up at this thing.
Yeah.
Clowns are popular, like, and I don't mean Alabama joint clowns, but hopefully not no clowns, no stabbings, and just good, fun, professional wrestling excellence.
Keith, so. I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. AAWrestling.com, everybody, and we are totally out of time. I want to thank Mike, as always. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA, Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc. You can check us out at WrestlingObserver.com. SportsByline.com. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Semper Vivi on Twitter. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. So check it all out, and we are out of here. Thanks, Mike, as always. Dr. Keith, all of the listeners, callers, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.